Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Maroni Miraz, Shechlin Nishmas, Maris Esther, Basar Shmuel, Raschayim Sigaran Satan Chatzim Meir Zev, the Refuah, Astina Bracha, Basister Adasa, Rabbi Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Shai Ben Leia, Rabbi Aladina Bas Shalom Ischana, Rabbi Svitura Bastila Ravida, Zosh Chalei Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Shleim, and Achigidu Basar Chaim Tzvi, Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lam, Vehei Pesukim Yud Yud Aleph. Vayomer Lo Elokim Shimcha Yaakov, Vayikra Shimcha Yaakov Ki Miyisrael Yashemecha, Vayikra Shmo Yisrael. Vayomer Lo Elokim Ani Yekel Shakai, Vrei Ruvei Goy Ukal Goy Miyami Mecha, Umalachim Elach Latzach Yetzei. Hashem says to him, your name is Yaakov, your name will no longer be Yaakov, but rather Yisrael will be your name. And your name is going to be called Yisrael. And Hashem says to him, I am Kel Shakai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a community of nations is going to come from you. And kings are going to emanate from your loins. Ad kan midivrei kodesho. Midivrei kodeshim shel hapsukim. Rashi says, Asidim banecha. Bona Blahosis Paminion Kaminion Agoyim Yem Shivim Umos. That's what it means Goyu Kahal Goyim. You're gonna be 70 nations. We can call it Sanhedrin Shivim. Sanhedrin's also gonna be 70. Dabar Acher Shasidim Bana Blahakri Bishatis or Abamus Kagoyim Bime Elio. That your children in the future are gonna be Makriv at the time of Isser Bamus, like the Goyim do, in the time of Elio. So either this Goyu Kahal Goyim is talking about the 70 nations, that your children are going to be like the Minyan Goyim, or 70 nations, and Sanhedrin is 70, or that your children are going to be Makriv B'Shas Yisr Bamos. So when you're not allowed to bring a Bama, you're not allowed to make a Bama, a high place, to make bring a carbon, there's going to be a special Heter B'Mei Elio. And that's what Kahal Goyim, like the Goyim, also bring the B'Shas Yisr Bamos. The Goyim have their own Bamos, right? So to Jews, B'Shas Yisr Bamos, we're going to bring our Bamos, we're going to be Makriv. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Makor HaDvarim is in Malachim Aleph. Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Pesukim Lamed Lamed Aleph, Yom Aleh Alechon, Bishu Elai, Ve'ikashu Kolam, ויקשו כל המילה, ויראה בשפתך השם ההרוס. ויקח אליהו 12 אבונים, כמו מספר שבטי ישראל, שיהיה דבר השם מילה ולאמור, ישראל יהיה שמך, ורש"י explains, למה נאמר כאן, לפי שביום שנגלס השכינה על ינקב בבייס קל, קראו ישראל בו ביום, אמר לו גוי הקל גוי מים ממקו, עשינו בנך לקרוא כשאר עמים, ולבנו יש מזבח ולהקדירה לבשה עצי ישראל בומוס, ואני מסרצה בדובר. It says there that אליהו healed the destroyed Mizbech of Hashem, takes 12 stones, coming in Shiftei Yisrael. And that was the word of God when he said, Yisrael is going to be your name. Rashi explains that when the Shechina was revealed itself to Yaakov in Beis El, he called him Yisrael, like we read in our Pasuk. And he said, Goy Kal Goyim Yemi Mecha. Your children are going to gather in the future, like the other nations. They're going to build a Mizbech and they're going to be Makdir B'Shas Yisr Bamos. And I am going to be pleased with this matter. This is Mavur Baruch Medrish, Parsha Seinu, Parsha Pei Beis. Os Mem Hei, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Ibu, Rabbi Mishan, Ben Agri, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Amor Asidu, Ben Echal Asas Goy, Kekahal Amim, Makahal Amim, Makrivim B'Shas Yisr Bamos. Af Ben Echal Makrivim B'Shas Yisr Bamos. You're children are going to be like a nation like the other nations. The other nations are Makiv B'Shas Yisr Bamos, so too are you. B'china Ma'i Slami Hacho, V'yikach Eliyahu 12 Avonim, M'shei Dvar Hashem Eilav Lemor, Yisrael Yishemecha, Shemishol Shenitin Lo Hashem Azein Amor Goy Kal Koyim Yemi Mecha. So B'china brings it from here. Eliyahu took the 12 stones. When God spoke to that was what God said to Yisrael, to Yaakov, that Yisrael is going to be your name. And from the time he has this name, it says, Goy Kal Goyim Yemi Mecha. So just like the Goyim are Makriv B'Shas Yisr Bamos, so too, you are going to be makriv b'shas hisirbamos. So he brings it from Eliyahu, like we have in our Rashi. If Simlai might slam mehacha v'yikra Hashem yirdan kishim tan avim, shevod liyisrael shem shoshana lo Hashem v'zeh ne'emar lo goy kal goyim yom yimeka, v'yikra might slam mehacha am ha'yikra Hashem yizbuchu tzivchei tzedik v'shiasu b'necha ka'amim, la'ar shel zvolin sham yizbuchu tzivchei iser, b'amus en ksiv kan al tzivchei tzedik, tztak an yose imayim, u'makabalas karbanim. So the Medrash also brings a raya from Dan that's talking, as the Mefarshim say, when they mistakenly made a bama, Shevetan mistakenly made a bama because they thought you were allowed to. And Midu Mizbeach the time of Micha, B'yamim Shabamos Asuros, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. And they thought from the drasha of Goya Kahal Goyim that you could be makrif, but they were mistaken, because it's talking about the Maase Eliyahu, that was Al Pi Hashem B'yad Navi. And then there's another drasha, Harashel Zvulin, which is talking about Har Carmel, time of Eliyahu, that's Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, when your children are going to be like the nations, to the Har of Zvulun, there they're going to sacrifice Zivchei Tzedek. In other words, it's not called, I don't know what the Lashon is of Ka'amim Lahar Shel Zvulun, but the point is that they're going to be makriv on the Har of Zvulun and Har of Carmel, and it's a tzedakah that Hashem says he's going to be makabel their carbon. So that's the Medrash. So you see in the Medrash that and the pasuk has been bring various sources, but the pasuk is being matir to being makriv b'shas isur habamos in the time of, at least in the time of Eliyahu, when we had a horas shah to do so. Now this whole inyan is mafli me'od. What's this haftacha that Yaakov was promised that his children are going to be makriv like goyim b'shas isur habamos, the ma'ase Eliyahu and Har Carmel? As the first thing we'd like to understand is this promise that Yaakov Avinu was given, that his children are going to be makir b'shas isur bamos, as we see in the Maase Eliyahu at Har Carmel. So the whole inyan of this hakrava was there was a special heter be makriv b'shas isur bamos, based on the klal that you're allowed to be makriv al pi navi emes, if a navi emes tells us to be over temporarily tzarech hashah a mitzvah, then we're allowed to. Like Rashi writes, Dvar Mitches Chaf Beis. Navi mikir b'cha me'achach k'moni kim l'cha Hashem l'kach ha'ilav tishmaon. Shim ba l'hadich l'cha me'achach mikol ha'mitzvahs lo sishma l'olim k'en mumchu l'cha shut sadi gamur k'kon Eliyahu b'har ha'Karmel shihikriv b'bama b'shah sisr ha'bamas k'day ligdor es Yisrael ha'kol l'fi tzarech shah b'siyag ha'pirtza u'l'kach ne'amar e'ilav tishmaon. So if the Navi is coming to tell you not to do the mitzvahs, you shouldn't listen to him. Unless you know that he's a real Navi, he's a tzaddik like Eliyahu and Har Carmel, who's makriv in Obama b'shas isur bamos, in order to be godel es Yisrael, in order to teach the Jews who God is, that we are monotheists, we don't believe in Avodah Zarah. So that's all the tzarech hashah. Therefore it says, Eilef tishmon, you listen to him even when he tells you to go against the Torah. The Rambam was marich in this nekuda in the ninth parak of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, in the third halacha. So if so, it's true that L'tzarech Hashah requires this head there. But what's this haftacha already now? Why, now you need a haftacha? So many years before that this is going to happen? And also it says, Goyu kahal goyim yemi mecha, that your children are going to gather like the goyim and be makriv. Wow, that's so amazing. We're like Goyim and we're makriv b'bama. What's so great about that? And not only that, but this Havtacha is connected to the Shem Yisrael. Like Chazal say that when you're given the name of Yisrael, you're given this promise that your children are going to be makriv b'shas yisur b'mas. What's the inyan of the Shem Yisrael l'dabar hazeh? B'kol zeh tzarich perush u'bi'ur. As pesher ha'inyan yimatze lanu umer b'zeh ani ohev l'avi me'atorah shel Hagoyin HaTzadik of Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, who was a Shiva here in Eretz Yisrael. In Chevron, he was around for many years, and then he's a Shiva called Kiryas Melech, if I'm not mistaken. And he was really a Gadol b'Yisrael, and a Tzadik Yisod Olam as well. Close Talmud of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and a Talmud of Rav Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and others, and he himself was a Gavra Rabba Admod. So he has many Svarim called Zos LeYaakov, Chumash, and Shas. So he explains as follows. The Lashon of the Medrash is Zivchei Yisr Bomus Anksiv Kanel Zivchei Tzedek. Tztaka ani oisei mo makabos kavon. I'm doing it. Tztaka. I'm doing justice. I'm doing something righteous when I'm a kabal their korban. So to Rashi and Malachim, Asidim, Banech, etc. Lahakti ala b'shat Yisr Avonis v'ani misratze b'davar. Your children are going to be makdir when there's an Yisr Bomus, and I am going to be agreeable. So we have to understand, what's this chiddush that Hashem is going to be misratze b'davar, they are allowed to be makdir. So because you're listening to the Navi, of course Hashem is going to be misratze. Not only that, but we have a pasuk in Re'eh 12:13, Yishamer lecha pentala lasecha b'chol mokam asher tileh. Rashi brings asher tileh, asher yale b'libcha, aval ata makriv al pinovi, gom el yo b'har ha-karmel. Don't bring wherever you feel like bringing a carbon that you're not allowed to do. If the bamos are asa, you're not allowed to bring wherever you want. But except el yo at har ha-karmel. So here you have especially Alfusa saying, Asher Tire, don't bring wherever you feel like. Only like Eliyahu and Har Carmel you're allowed to. So we have especially Alfusa to bring B'shas Yisr Bamis. And then the question begs, why then do you need a two Alfusas? We already have our Alfusa from our Pasuk. Goyu Kahal Goyim. That teaches you that we have a Heter of Eliyahu Har Carmel. So why do you need the Asher Tireh? There's a tradition in the name of the Pliskel Rav that really we need both Pesukim. Right? This is the Briskers. They make a Yamtiv, a Su'uda. You have two sources for the same din. So you obviously have two dinim and you need both. And the challenge is to figure out why. So Briskel Rav said that with the Alfusa of Elav Tishmon, we learn the Heter Akrava, Shein Ba Isur Shchitas V'Halas Chutz. That we learn that there's a Heter to be Makriv, because there's no Isur of bringing the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. But this Hakrava still didn't have a Shem Hakrava. This Hakrava still didn't have a Shem Hakrava. We have a Heter. There's no Isur Shchitas V'Halah Aschutz, but it doesn't have a Shem Hakrava. And that's what we learn from the Pasuk of Asher Tireh, that a Mamish has a Din Korban. Not only is it Mutter, but that it has a Shem Korban. That's why you need both Pesukim, one for the Heter and one that it's actually has a shame carbon. So now, Pashut, so what do you need the Pasuk telling you, Eliyahu Har Carmel was Beseder? that it's going to be misratze. Avada. Since we know that it's mutter, and we know that it has a Torah's carbon, as we learn from the two psukim, of course it's going to be misratze. So why do you need it? Of course Hashem is going to want it. So what does Rashi tell us in Malachim and the Medrash tell us? That there's a special haftocha. We need a special haftocha that it's going to, the carbon is going to be desired when this is Dach Poshut. If it's a has din carbon, of course it's going to be misratzef. Why not? So it would appear that we can explain as follows. The Meshech Chochma, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, says that two reasons are given in words of Rabbi Seinu for Karbonis. Some say it's to be marchik the Jewish people from Avodah Zarah, and some say it's to be makariv doidim, to be mechaber olamos. Some say it achieves great spiritual accomplishments, brings us close to Hashem. So the Meshech Chochma famously writes that there's a difference between Hakrava Bebeis Olamim and Hakrava Sabamis Bezman HaTeirah. Hakrava Bebeis Olamim, the Beis HaMikdosh, is primarily to become close to Hashem. Hakrava Sabamis is to be marchik from Avodah Zarah, to distance us from Avodah Zarah, and with this he explains the Halacha, was Ma'av Gelernt in the Mishnah and Zvachim, 103a, that Ein Reach Nichoyach Bibama. There is no such thing as a Reach Nichoch. It's not a good smell, a good aroma for Hashem, if it's brought in a Bama, unlike a carbon in the base of Mikdash. Hashi explains, because it says, L'Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem, Ikri Shel Reach Nichoyach Hu Nachas Ruach. What's the Reach Nichoch? Because I said, and you fulfilled my will, Rashi Vayikra 1:9 from Taras Kohanim. This inyan of Ritzu Yin Kiruv, we don't have in the Bama. This is no Reach Nichoyach in the Bama. And with this, he explained the Psukim in Tehillim 51:18-21. Hashem doesn't want the carbon, it means Bibama. Because there's no nachas ruach, there's no reach nichoch, no good smell. Zivchei Elohim ruach nishpura, leiv nishpur v'nitka, lukim loisiv zei tibet zon chetzim tibet nachom svishalayim. Oz tach boi zivchei tzedek, oda parvo, oda b'chol oz yalo, oz b'ach ha-parim. But then when we have this broken heart, and we have the Beis HaMikdash, then Hashem wants the karbanos. Then the etzem ha-karbanos will be a chefetz, be desired by Hashem. Ad kan toirev dvorev ha-niflayim. The first part of the post saying, Hashem doesn't want the carbon, and then since Hashem doesn't want the carbon after the building of Yerushalayim, because the Reach Nichoyach, the Nasir Ritzoni, is Dafkan Beis HaMikdash. Whereas in the Bama, that's just ahead, it's just there's no Reach Nichoyach. There's a Mokol for the Meshech Chochma and the Baal HaTurim in Bezois HaBroche, and the Pasuk of Yasimu Ktara Ba'Pecha B'Chol HaAm Mizbechecha. Kolil beis v'kolz b'chechah t'tavchol tzedek olav v'cholil. Right, the Baal HaTurim shows you how the same word appears in different psukim, and therefore these psukim are connected. But even though it's zar is makriv b'bam, it's not as if chet tzedek ela mashi kolil b'fnim al yedei koyin. V'zeu kolil amiz b'chechah oz tivchay zif chet tzedek olav v'cholil. So you have two times it's written Kalil. One is V'Kalil Amas Bechecha, Dvarim 33:10. And the other is Aztach V'Zivchei Tzedek Oyla V'Kalil. So the Baal HaTurim says that even though Zara is Makar Ben Abama, it's not a Zivchei Tzedek unless it's Kariv Bifnim Al Yidei Kain. That's what it means. V'Kalil Amas Bechecha, Oz tachboi tzivchei tzedek, then you'll want it. In other words, when it's brought by the Kohen on the Mizbeach, that's what Hashem wants. So that's why we have the pasuk in Vizos HaBracha, V'kol HaMizbechecha, talking about the carbon olah, which is going to be consumed on the Mizbeach. And then we have another pasuk of Az tach b'tzivchei tzedek oyla b'cholil. Then Hashem will want that oyla. When? When it's on mizbechecha. When it's on his mizbeach. When it's on Hashem's mizbeach, he wants it. When it's on Hashem's mizbeach, he's not so interested. So that's tach ha-makor for the heilige verter of the heilige meshech chochmeh. Now this hakrova v'liyahu har karmel l'choyro, time of the inyono, is like hakrovas habama. In other words, it's a hachaka from Avodah Zarah to show the Jews that Avodah Zarah is false. We don't want to be like the Nevi'ah Abba. We don't want to believe in what they believe in. So that was the chiddush of this hakrova, that even though it's an Abama, and all the hakrovin and it's in karban, it's mitaraz bama, nevertheless, there was a little bit of a taste of Beis Olamim, that there was a closeness to Hashem. That's what's unique about this hakrova. V'heinein advorim. In other words, this carbon, Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, is not going to be like a regular carbon in Obama. This carbon is going to be misrat. It's going to be like it's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. This I want. And this is mamish beautiful in the pasuk. This Amim Har Yikro Shem Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. So Chazal say Shem Yizbuchu Zivchei Isur Bama Is Ziv Shem Yizbuchu Zivchei Isur Bama Is Ink Zivkan. Ela Zivchei Tzedek Stokan Yosei Imam Vini Makabalas Karbonim. But it doesn't say Zivchei Isur Bamis. It says Zivchei Tzedek. Is it Stokan that I'm going to be Makabal their carbon? In other words, even though only when Hetiv Rabir Tzon Ches Siyam Tivne Chomus Yerushalayim. Only when you build Yerushalayim, then Tachboi Tzivchei Tzedek, then Hashem wants your karbanas. Nevertheless, the Hakrova and HaKarmel was different. Kasher Amim Har Yikrao, Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek. But even though it was at Obama, nevertheless, it's included in Zivchei Tzedek. It has the same ratzin of Tzina and Yerushalayim, the Beis Olamim. So the Jews are going to be like Amim. They're going to be like the nations. They're going to be makriv b'shas yisur bamus. Amim hal yikro. And what's going to happen at that time? Sham yizbuchu zivchei tzedek. It doesn't say zivchei yisur bamus. It's aesthetic, the staka. So even though normally I only want the karbanas, I only have a special desire for karbanas, if it's at the Beis HaMikdash, but that karav of Har HaKarmel is different. Sham yizbuchu zivchei tzedek. It's included in the zivchei tzedek. But there's this special ratzon. Staka ni yosem chavinim kabbalas karbanam. So you see the same idea that Dafka in the Eliyahu Har HaKarmel, there was a special Ratzon. And we can add that the Emes, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu davened a special tefillah that this carbon should be miskabel. Borech Hashem pe'lo fol yodav tirtze. It says in Targum Yonasan, Borech Hashem nichsei de Beis Levi, a carbon yodav de Eliyahu Kana, de mikrav betura de Karmela, de kabel berav. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel a special tefillah that Hashem should desire Paul Yodav Shel Eliyahu Bakriva Bahar HaKarmel. She made it there a special tefillah Hashem should accept. But he's makir Bahar HaKarmel. And this is corresponds to the pasuk Yasimu Ktorah Ba'Pecha V'Chol La'am Mizbechecha. According to the Baal HaTurim, it means that only when your Kol La'am Mizbechecha, only when it's your mizbech, then as tachboid zivchei sedek oyla b'kolo, then Hashem wants it. So to contrast that, Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Okay, great. Normally, you only want what's brought in the Beis Hamikdash, but I want you a special tefillah of carbon yoder d'Eliyo kana the mikra b'taver the karmel at the kabbal rav. You should be makabel the carbon of Eliyo, a special tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu made." So even though it wasn't on the mizbech, And it wasn't Tivna Chomus Yerushalayim, as Tachbo Zivchei Tzedek, Oyle B'cholil, that Hashem has a special rights and only for us in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening with Paul Yad of Tirtza that Hashem should desire this carbon. Yisharoshu Shel Dovor, Walpi Divrei HaMeshech Chochme, B'Avtoiras Parshas Kisiso, writes V'Tapel Eish Hashem, B'Loksi V'Teitze Eish Melifnei Hashem, Omei Eish Hashem, like in Parshas Shmini, V'Sefer Divrei Yom Gabi Dovi Divrei Yom Chof Alef Chovov, V'Aksiv V'Teitze Eish Hashem, V'Akavana Shegachel Shiyorda B'Shlomo, מזה של מיילה שעשה מונחס על מזבח השם עם אשלמה, הוא שיוצא על הר הקרמל, זאת למשך חוכמה, that the אש של מיילה, that the divine fire that fell on the מזבח at הר הקרמל, was the very same fire of the מזבח השם, מימוס שלמה. So the גדר, the עניין of הקרובס הר הקרמל, that the כוח העבודה והקרובס הקרבונוס, של בייס הולומים, נספשת, that בייס המקדוש extended, to Har HaKarmel. And that's Be'emes, the Iker Chiddush of this HaKarova, that it had the status of the Korbanos of Beis Olamim. Az Tachweitz Zivchei Tzedek Oyle B'cholim. So this was like it was being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now on the Pasuk of Ayvaser Yaakov Levado, Rav Bornstein explained that this levadius is this being alone is like the mid of Hashem, v'niskav Hashem levado, like the Midrash says, and that's this mid of emes, that it's all godliness. In other words, what Yaakov did was he conquered all of the kochos of the world and put them under his shlita. That's the name Yisrael. That there's a hispashtus of the koch of Yaakov into Esav. This is after the battle with the Sar of Esav. So Yaakov is poiris his shlita. And all the koichas, not only on the gashmias, the ruchnias, everything. Now Yerushalayim ein achra heter umarko ma'avoyde v'akrova shel kenesis Yisrael achash nivcha Yerushalayim kavua achvarak v'beis lam. There's no heter. Abamas after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, see Tosis in Megillah, Yiram and Aleph. And the makom avoyde and akrova of kenesis Yisrael after Yerushalayim was chosen is there, only in the Beis Olamim, Lashon HaRambam, Beis HaBechir 1:3, Kevin Shinivna Mikdash B'Yerushalayim, Nesru Kol HaMakoyim Muskulam Livnoitz Behem Bayis Lashem, Ulahakriv Behem Korban, Be'en Shem Bayis, V'Dorei Dorei Shem Bayis L'Orei Doreis El B'Yerushalayim B'Ovad, U'Behar HaMoiriyo, Shema Ne'amar V'Yoyimir Dovid, Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim, V'Zeh Mizbeach Lo'ilo, Yisrael, V'Oimer Zois Menuchosi Adei Ad. So the Rambam is very clear, and once the Beis HaMikdash is built in Shalayim, that's it. You're not allowed to build a Bayis L'Hashem anywhere else. You're not allowed to be Makar of L'Hashem anywhere else. And the L'Dorei Doros, it's only Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to bring a carbon anywhere else. And he marshals a proof text. Prove his point. Now the Umas HaOlam are allowed to bring everywhere. Like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, V'Anochem Mutam L'Hakav Oilu L'Hashem. B'chol Mokoyim. They break a Bama. And they can build everywhere now to help them, but they're allowed to do it themselves, the Rambam says. So now we can understand the haftocho of goyu kahal goyim yamimeko asidim banecha likol kashar amim ulhakriv kegoyim. We're going to be like the amim har yikro, like we saw before in the Medrash. We're going to be like the amim. We're going to be makriv like the amim b'shas esir bamas, that they're makriv karbanas. We're also going to be in the time of Eliyahu, and how this relates to the Shem Yisrael, because that's what's mischayev, that's what's required from the Shem Yisrael, because Yisrael is espashtus shlitas kedushas kinesis Yisrael al hanyonim haruchnim u'mehalchei ha'avoidu shel umois ha'oilom. But this is the expansion of the kochos of Klal Yisrael on the Gentiles, like we saw before. That's the Shem Yisrael that Yaakov received after he battled Sar Shel Esav. He's Levado, Evasa Yaakov Levado. Your name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael Kisarisa. So now you have this power over all the kochos of Esav. Shigam Mokom Avoida Shel Umasa Oilam, Yehe Yoinek V'Shoyim Es Koichem En Amaya En Anuveya. Since now Yaakov has kochos even over Esav, so when the Goyim bring their korbanos, that's going to come from the power of Yerushalayim. In the time of the revelation of this Mitzius was at the time of that Maisa of Akrovas Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. כאשר קדושת העבודה והקרבת הקורבנות של בית עולמים של מקום הווידה של כנסת ישראל, וזה מזבח לאוילו לישראל, like we saw before in the Pasuk, הספשת על הר הכרמל, we saw that the קדושה of the Beis HaMikdash expanded till הר הכרמל. That's when we have the gilui of this mitzius that the Beis HaMikdash is going to expand everywhere, and whenever someone brings a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, whenever a goy brings a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, or Eliyahu b'shas heter b'mos, when he brings, so that's going to be v'zem mizbeach leili, so that's going to be b'koyach. That's the makom avoda like we saw before in the pasuk, dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, but that's now going to extend even beyond the Beis HaMikdash, and the gilui of this was in Har HaKarmel. So here we see the shlita, the powership, the srora, the rulership of the Jews of Knesset Yisrael and the Mekomos Avod of Umis Ha'olam. Ve'hein hein advorim, the Chazal say, Mishah shenitan ham Hashem hazeh ne'emar lo goyu kahal goyim yiyeh mimeko. K'loimar, osid li yo izgili l'may l'shem Yisrael al yidei shiyu banecho miskahalim u'makrivim bebama ka'amim u'kagoyim. Shebekach titgaleh שליטתם ושררתם על מקומות העבודה של אומס העולם. From the time Yaakov was given this name of Yisrael, he was told, Goyu kahal goyim yeh mimeko. In other words, in the future, there's going to be a gilui of this Shem Yisrael. And how is that? When we're makav the bum in the time of Eliyahu, and this shows that you have Shlita. This shows the Shem Yisrael as Shlita. And you're given this name, and it's not only in the Beis HaMikdash, it could be Makrav. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, it could be Makrav. Again, for us, it's B'shanas Heter Bamas, like in the time of Eliyahu, when there's a special Heter of Halo Abachutz. And by the Goyim, well, it's Isser Bamas, but there's a special Heter of Halo Abachutz. And by the Goyim, they can always bring a carbon, they can always bring a bum, and that's all going to be Mikorach Yag Yisrael. It's all going to be Mikorach the Beis HaMikdash. This only the bracha was given at the time he was given the name Yisrael. Then he had shlita over the kochos of Esav. And the gilui that he has shlita, the revelation that he has shlita over the kochos of Esav, is again v'niska v'shem levado b'yom ahu v'yavotzi Yaakov levado. This is levado that he's alone, need of emes, that all that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's shlita over Esav that he got at that time, and this was expressed at the time of at Har HaKarmel. When they brought a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, B'shas Yisr Bamas, Mikoyach the Beis HaMikdash. So too, whenever a goy brings a carbon, it's going to be Mikoyach the Beis HaMikdash, Mikoyach Shem Yisrael, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But it all comes from, we're not allowed to, but they're allowed to. And that all comes from the Shem Yisrael, which symbolizes the Shlito of Rumas HaOlam, and that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vayikach Eliyahu 12 Avonim, Esrei Avonim, Kemispar Shiftei Yisrael, אשר היה דבר השם אליו, ישראל יהיה שמך, מוירדיק, מוירדיק. And Eliyahu took the 12 stones, like the numbers of the number of the tribes of Israel. And God said to him, your name is going to be Israel. So it's at this time where he mentions, the Pasuk tells us that his name was Israel. That Yaakov's name was given as Israel, because that symbolizes the Shlita, the power of God everywhere, particularly in the realm of Karbanas. And therefore here at Eliyahu HaHar HaKarmel, we need to mention that. Yisrael Yeshemecha, that's the gilui of Yisrael. We have srara everywhere. Yisrael is Roshem srara of power. טוב, מה רבה רבויסה, יש עוד הרבה 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 מה לומר בסוגיה הזאת. So this is the second shiur we had on this topic today, and we still have a lot more to say. I just ask that you stick with me, and that the Rabbeinu Shalom stick with us, and we're zocheh to continue, and we see more niflos in his Torah, because this is mamish nifla b'yaiser, nifla b'yaiser. Thank you so much for listening. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Od Namshich, V'nera Od Niflaot. Toda Rabba, Rabba, Rabba. שלום, שלום.